Now, today is the fifth chapter. I'll recall the last two verses of the fourth chapter. Yoga sangniyasta karmanam gyana sanchinna sanksham atmabantam na karmani nivadnanti dhananjaya. It's called getting into the bondage of work or activity. Yoga sangniyasta karmanam. All activities are in tune with the central activity of the period. That is to become one with the central idea of active existence. Jnana sanchinna sanksham, and all doubts have been severed by this revelation of knowledge. Nobody can think without words. Though the Western science tried that man is born of tool-making hominid monkeys. Therefore, they call themselves civilized, right? And the language is only 20,000 years old. And that language gave a big tool in the hands of the proud descendants of their great hominid ancestors to lie with. So, when words come and can reveal language, so all doubts about the existence of knowledge with a language for expression also exists, because language was there before creation. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And what appears as contradiction to a world of ignorance is not a contradiction with the creative process of the real idea of existence. So the darkness appeared to prove the light. And the symbol on the physical world became day and night. You understand the Bible you read? So had there been no words, only the monkeys would give birth to language in course of time, then the sun would not rise. Definitely the monkeys did not make the sun rise. Neither their children would be able to do that. Anyway, so when all doubts are removed by the sharp sword of language and you become one with the central activity of Shivakalpa, those activities will not bind you anymore. That will remove all bondage which you have been suffering from generations for lack of God. Tasmat ajnana sanghutam ritstham gyanasinatmanam chittenam sankshayam yogamat tishta bharata. So, O Bharata, Bharata means it's not India. Bharata means the feeling of the world. Light hereafter. When Jesus Christ was asked, "What will happen when you are gone?" He said, "Hold on to comforter as long as you can. After that, it shall be all dark. But don't worry, Father will come," right? He won't come without light. Yeah. Tasmat ajnana sanghutam histam gyanasinatmanam. Therefore, your heart, you know, which always feels the truth, speaks the truth, and beats the truth, in a world of truth, not in a world of fiction, this sword you find in the darkness of existence. And that sword comes from the feelings too. Chittenang sankshan. Sever all doubts and become one with the central activity and rise, O Bharata. Bharata means those people who believe, no matter how dark it is, life, light hereafter. This is the end of the fourth chapter, called To Become One with Knowledge, Jnana Yoga. To become one with knowledge, you have to have the language to feel the knowledge, and not to talk about knowledge without feeling, just as you have seen, you know, in the American Legion. This is the period of revelation for the last 7 terrestrial years, which pass like 7 minutes. How long do you think you met me before? 5 years, right? Doesn't it look like 50,000 years? So we have been moving fast, right? Isn't that hurry? Now, Panchamadhyaya, 5th chapter. It means this is the seed. You are talking like a wise person and willing like a weakling at the same time, because men or man of wisdom never bothers for what happened or what is happening. All that matters, what shall happen, right? That's the man of wisdom. And he brings change to an apparently unchangeable world of inertia. For Napoleon Bonaparte, impossible was a word found in a fool's dictionary. But the world of omniscience, there is no such thing as impossible. It's only there for this ignorance. Now somebody might ask, if nothing is impossible, can you walk over water? I can do it. I won't. Why you won't do it? Because I have created nature, you know, to maintain their nature, not for the destruction of their nature. It's only the fool who wants to walk over the water. Then in what shall he swim? On the rocks? Now, the 5th chapter, Arjuna Vacha. Arjuna said, Sanyasah karmanam krishna punar yogancha sangshasi yachete rekam tanme bhi sunishchitam. Now you speak about sanyasa, now you speak about action, now you speak about yoga, but why don't you tell me which one of them is the best I shall follow? I need an order. But he wouldn't give him an order. The knowledge would give him an order. So for all his questions, you know, he was only filled up with knowledge. This is the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, the creator and the creature. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, the creator, said, Sanyasah karma yogascha nishra sakaru bhau tastu karma sanyasat karma yogo vishishyate. Look how he's developing his mind and intelligence by putting it into a little confusion, but lots of knowledge. Sanyasa karma yogascha. Sanyasa and karma yoga. Now he spoke about yoga, now he speaks about karma yoga. To become one with action. Not one with knowledge only, but with action too. So, he says, Sanyasa and karma yoga, they are both equal. And therefore, from karma sannyasaha, karma yoga is better. Karma sannyasa means, I know everything, but I don't act. And karma yoga, I know everything, therefore I act knowledge and nothing else. So, It's better to become one with the activity of knowledge than to know the knowledge and detach itself from the activities. Why? Because the activity in the Nixon's world and Mao Zedong's world and Indira Gandhi's world, in that world where there is no God, in Pope's world where there is no God for sure, they have words, but no God with them. You can see that here in the clippings from Maui, right? And they speak about God. So they speak about love without any love. All they are capable of is hatred and lies. They go hand in hand. Therefore, it's much better to become one with the activities of knowledge, because it's a world of total ignorance. Nobody can find any way out of this labyrinth of lies, right? Now here, a pertinent question. You must have dreamt a lot of dreams. And what you dream are all contradictory and sometimes it's so absurd and no continuity. And in your dream time and in your dream space and in your dream forms, you see all these absurdities, but for the duration of the dream, you know, you don't think that is absurd. Then you wake up and think that is absurd. And you sigh, and you heave a sigh of relief, right? Thanks, heaven, it's only a dream. But in that world, where there is no God or no truth, in Pope's world, in Guru's world, in the rest of the world except here, nowhere except here, or those who are attached to here, like detachments in France, in London, everywhere, in Paris, and many other places, they're like this, or they're in a transition to become like this. They're dropouts from that world, but they are dropping this world. There is nowhere to go except that world and this world. They are moving simultaneously. This world is only 7 years old, and that world is as old as the fall from heaven. But this fall was not achieved without the passage of time. This fall was not an easy job. And in this fall is the creator who led the fall. No matter who leads, it's always the creator who leads the fall. Who leads, you know, whether it's towards fall or involution or darkness or it's towards light and consciousness. The physical sensation is there to go through it through generations. But for evolution, to get into light is fast. Even faster than light. So when that dream is broken, you wake up to this reality. That world is full of lies, Watergate or no Watergate. Hundreds of thousands of pages are printed with ignorance and lies. But no matter, you know, how much they lie, there is always a hidden nucleus of truth working out the destruction of those forms. Creation is spontaneous. You cannot utilize so long you have an ego. You feel detached from the rest of the world. You'll never be able to become absolutely one with this creative faculty. Because the creative faculty is always in application. Whether it appears as destruction or creation, it doesn't matter. You cannot change anything. Only you can surrender your ego and become more and more conscious about the activities of the Creator, channelizing gloriously through your glorious forms. So that world exists on the basis of fiction. That is a fictitious existence. This is the real existence founded on the indestructible basis of truth. Truth brings you freedom. Lies brings you laws without end. There is not a single lawyer in the whole world who knows all the laws except me. I know all the laws of all the countries and their constitutions and the mishandling of these constitutions, right, by their followers, you know, in one or two generations. From Lenin to Brezhnev, is it such a fall? Fast fall. People without mind are people without memory. So they have no memory. If you always lie, right, you have to have notebooks for all lies to note down. But if you dare to tape your lies, you know, you'll be bugged. Why tape your lies? Now that's hurting, isn't it? All he'll have to do, right? All he'll have to do is to come to me, right? Father, save me. And you'll see that nobody will be able to do anything to him. Only, right, he'll become, you know, he'll get so much acclaim. First from us, right, then from the rest of the world. It's so easy. Sheila wrote him and offered him, right? But if he doesn't avail of it, right, we are not going to impose our trip on anybody. We can also utilize him, right, as a living example of a dead past suffering the tantrums of evolution. Right? Now, listen. Listen to the wisdom, you know. Yeah. Tastu karma sannyasat karma yoga visheshyate. Therefore, to have the knowledge and detach yourself from the world of lies, right, is not better. It's not bad, right? If you become aware and get detached, right, it's not bad. At least, yeah. But knowing everything, you know, you just change everything, transform everything, right, according to the need of the period. What all are you, you know? You are the contact points of a big computer. To create a computer capable for an ignorant human head, right, the size of the computer will be twice as much as this galaxy. Ask any engineer. They are ants. I'll show you. Gyaha sanitya sangnyasi yuna deshti nakangshati niddando hi mahabaho sukhang bandhat pramuchyate. Gyaha sanitya sangnyasi. Though he is one with the action of truth, right? Yeah. Know him as one who has relinquished everything. Sannyasi, to relinquish, right? He has relinquished everything. yet one with the action of truth and knowledge. Know him, and you know him by these signs. He never hates anything, right? And never becomes depressed if he receives the negative behavior from his environment. Neither he becomes overcome by a sudden change of positive behavior from the environment. No matter how abrupt it is, right? Okay. And he has nothing to desire for himself, but for the rest of the world. He is immensely rich than what he has found, not on this material plane, but on the plane of knowledge and in the plane of Brahma, that he has nothing else to expect from the three worlds of existence, physical, vital, or mental. He has nothing to ask for, any of these three worlds or all of them combined together. And Nirdando, and he overcomes all contradictions, and Sukham Bandhat Pramuchyate, and overcomes with infinite bliss from the bondage of ignorance. Sankhya-yogo prithagvalaha prabadantina panditaha ekamapyasitaha samyag uhayar bindate phalam. Sankhya-yogo prithagvalaha. Sankhya-yoga, to become one, you know, which can express knowledge, that is called Sankhya. Becoming one with the knowledge itself in language is called Sankhya. So Sankhya-yoga is different from karma yoga. To become one with the action of truth is only spoken by the children in the world of knowledge, that they deliver different goods. No, they all lead you to the same goal and the same place of a blissful existence around the world. It leads to that goal. Yat sankhe prapyate sthanam tad yogoirapi gamyate ekam sankhyancha yogancha yah pasyati sa pasyati. Where the knowledge takes you, knowledge means to express everything in words is called knowledge. Where knowledge leads you, action also leads you there, because knowledge is action itself. To speak is action. So they lead to the same goal. Who can see it? He can see it, but others can fight among themselves, thinking they lead to two different goals. Sanyasastu mahabahakho dukkhamaptama ya yogatah yogo yukto munir brahmana chiranadigacchati. Those who relinquish the world, knowing the truth in language, they only face suffering, if not destruction, but they face suffering, because they don't share their knowledge with the rest of the world, which is thirsty for knowledge only and nothing else. He withholds that knowledge by not taking part in the action of existence, even in a world of fiction and lies. Yoga yukta muni brahma, but whenever he becomes one with the action of truth, he reaches Brahma without any passage of time. He becomes Brahma himself. Brahma bhuta makalmasham. Yogo yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriyah sarva bhutatma bhutatma kurbanna pilanipiyate. He becomes the soul of all becomings, presenting themselves as gods or demons, or liars or truthful forms. He becomes a soul for all by becoming one with the knowledge and faculty of creation, maintenance, and continuance without feeling any pressure. Naiva kinchit karomiti yuktamaniyata tattavit pashyan shinnan sprishan jighranarshan gachhan swapan swasan प्रलपन विसृजन गृहन उन्मिशन निमिशन नोपी इंद्रियान इंद्रियार्थेषु वर्तन्ते इति धारयन् नैव किंचित् करोमि इति युक्तमनीयत तत्तवित्. ए मैन हु नोज द प्रिंसिपल दैट इज द फैकल्टी ऑफ क्रिएशन एंड एक्जिस्टेंस एंड मेंटेनेंस एंड ऑल दैट, ही नेवर थिंक्स आई एम डूइंग एनीथिंग एनीमोर. टू सी आई एम नॉट डूइंग इट, टू हियर आई एम नॉट डूइंग इट, to touch, I am not doing it. To smell, I am not doing it. To move, I am not doing it. To dream, I am not doing it. To breathe, I am not doing it. To speak, I am not doing it. To elaborate, I am not doing it. To accept, I am not doing it. Evolution, I am not doing it. Involution, I am not doing it. But I am here to uphold the organs to see and feel it. In every form. Brahmanya dhaya karmani sangangti akta karoti yaha lipyate na sa papena padma patram ibambhasa. Brahmanya dhaya karmani. All actions are given to Brahma. Nobody does anything. Nobody sees. If you see, then you can stop seeing. Can you do that? If you hear, then you can stop hearing. Can you do that? No. You can plug your ears. But the moment you plug your ears, the faculty of cognition tells you that you are hearing, only plugging the sound. Brahmani adhaya karmani. Who knows everything is done by the existence of Brahma. Here, for the technical world, the faculty of cognition, not of judgment. Sangam tyaktva karatiha and floats with the activities of Brahma without any attachment to the fruit of his actions except the fruit desired by Brahma and nothing else. Lipyatana se papena, he never becomes, you know, sinner for a microsecond, no matter whatever he does, because he never does anything. Everything gets done. Just as certain leaves are there, arum leaves, no matter how much water you sprinkle on them, you know, they are waterproof, they won't get soaked with water. Won't catch water, every droplet, you know, minutest drop will fall out. Out of it. Like oil cell, water. So you live like that in water without being touched by water. This is the analogy, you know, the beauty of language. Kayana manasa buddhya kepalair indriyair api yoginah karma kurvanti sangangti atma shuddhay. Those who are real yogis who have become one with Brahma or with the expression of Brahma, he walks with his physical expression, mental expression, expression of intelligence, and with his organs, and only clarifies himself by his activity, keeps himself clean, immaculate all the time through his actions. His soul. He exists only in soul. Yuktaha karma palam tekta shanti mapnuti nashtikam ayuktaha kamakarene phale sakto nivadyate. He who is one with Brahma, he walks and finds peace and bliss in his ability to live in Brahma. But one who becomes detached with Brahma for the activities of this world, he gets into the bondage of his desire to get the fruit of his activities, and he falls down from his consciousness, though he had a rise in the past. Right? Sarva karmani manasa sannyasaste sukhang bashi navadware pure dehi naiva kurbanna karaya. Now, such a body, because you are only speaking of a physical existence, so I'll have to start from the physicality. So, the creative faculty lives in this physical image and never becomes a causality or causes anything, because everything is caused by Brahma. And it's pure nature of consciousness. Na kartittam na karmani lokasya sijati prabhu na karma phala sanyogam svabhavastu pravartate. Na kartittam na karmani. He never provides any lordship on anything, neither he creates any new activity, you know, but retrieves the bliss of ancient activity. He never creates any new activities for anybody. Neither he gives the bondage of actions. They are all created by fall from nature. Nadatte kasyachit papam na chaiva sukritam vibhu agyanena abritam gyanam tena muhiyanti jantavah. Nadatte kasyachit papam. The creator never gives anybody any sin. He never judges anybody. He never gives anybody any sin. Neither he gives anybody any virtue. The knowledge got covered up by ignorance. Therefore, they feel like animals, just animalism without consciousness. Not animation, but animalism. They succumb to animalism, because the knowledge got covered up by ignorance. Not that there is a nucleus of knowledge in every form, whether human or animal or of insects or of stones or of stars or of moons or of suns or of anything, where there is a form, there is a nucleus of knowledge. Without that, no form can exist as an active objectivity. Jnanena tu tadajnanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham adidev jnanam prakashyati tatparam. One who destroys this ignorance by the inherent knowledge, knowing that knowledge is there inherent in all form, untouched by the activities of its outer part of ignorance. Who sees that? From him, knowledge emanates as the sun radiates the physical light. Tad buddhaya-stadatmanas-tan-nishthas-tat-parayanah gacchanti apunaravittin jnana-niddhuta-kalmashah. Tad buddhaya, understanding that, being awakened in that, provided with that intelligence and experience, tadatmana, and putting soul into the memory of that experience, and always aware of that knowledge and its existence, gacchanti apunaravritti. He moves without repetition of ignorance. He moves, but never repeats himself in ignorance. And in his movement, the squalor of the entire world gets washed away. They begin to shine everywhere. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva shvapake cha panditah samadarshinah. A wise person, an awakened person, awakened in the existence of God and activities only from God, and the purpose of God's activities, he knows. That is the knowledge of creation and maintenance. He becomes one with that and ceases to exist as he did in the world of bodies only. And for him, a man humble with immense knowledge men of knowledge are humble. They are not challenging all the time, you know, because they know their limitations. Brahmani, and to Brahmins, you know, of casteism without a purpose, gavi, to cows, and even to elephants, to dogs, and even to the aborigines, you know, the man who is awakened looks with an equal eye, knowing all of them are submerged in ignorance. He never makes any difference among them. No matter, you know, however they are in their relative existence, from his height he sees everybody is ignorant of God's existence. Yaiva tarjitah sargo yeshang samya sthitang manah nirdosham hi samang brahma tasmad brahmani te sthitah. And living in Brahma, in pure Brahma, he brings heaven down on a world of suffering. But in bringing down the heaven, he never finds fault with the relative existence and their heights and bases. All of them are in one single parenthesis, ignorant of God's existence and power. Isn't that true, Srila? Na prahishyet priyam prapya no dijit prapya chapriyam sthira buddhira sanghiro brahmamid brahmani sthita. Such a person never becomes overcome by getting the positive vibrations from his environment. Neither he hates anybody by receiving only negative vibrations from his environment, as in Sonarpur, Gorkhara and Kharkhara, right? Who never becomes overcome either by that or by that, right? His intelligence has been established in wisdom immovably, and he lives in Brahma himself. Bahya sanspashyas tu asaktatma bindyatatmani yat sukham sa brahma yugo yuktatma sukhamashnamashute. One who has become totally immune to the pleasures of informations, right? To the pleasures of information, who has become immune to such pleasures, which comes from outside and never emanates from inside, he has become totally detached to such pleasures or happiness, and who lives in his soul happily. He has become one with Brahma and enjoys illimitable bliss. Ye hi sanspashaja bhogah dukha yo na yevate adiyantavantah kantas nate shuramate buddha. An awakened person never finds pleasure on such things which comes from contact. You come in contact with a person and he tells you, have you ever, you know, had a speedboat ride? No. Let's go and do it. It's so thrilling, man, right? And you become attached to it and begin to suffer from that moment, you know, your inability or lack of opportunity to drive a speedboat in Lake Tahoe, right? So he never becomes attached to the pleasures received through contacts and informations, because that has a beginning and an end. Unless you buy a speedboat, right? You just desire it. When you buy it, and after a few months, right? Or few days or weeks, right? You get tired of it. And you have to maintain it because you purchased it. And to maintain it, you know, you have to snatch away some time, you know, and waste it on speedboating on Sundays without coming to the meeting, right? Bill Kitchen. So he's involved in small pleasures of speedboats. Why? Because he possesses one and doesn't know what to do with it. So every Sunday and Saturday he goes for speedboating or sailing, whatever it is. So a man of wisdom never becomes attached to speedboating or any physical pleasure brought about by contacts and informations of thrill-seeking sensations, you know, without any basic existence and truth. Because it has a beginning and an end. A man of wisdom never participates in such things which begins only to end. He never takes part in anything which has an end. He creates everything which is unending. Otherwise, time will become a bore. How can you live forever? Time oppresses you. Lack. Activities. Shatnati haiva yuha sorhum prak sharira vimokshana kamakrodhat bhavang bebang sayuktaha sa sukhi naraha. A person who can control his anger and desire, right? No matter what the desire for. It can be a desire for a car, or it can be a desire for sightseeing, or desire for traveling, or desire for girls. Right? No matter, or desire for food, or desire for clothes, or it's never ending. So, a person who can withhold his desire and anger, right, before the destruction of his body, he becomes liberated from the body. He's no more in the body. Prak shariro vimokshana, before you give up your body, you control your desires and anger. Absolute self-mastery is absolute power. With a little power, your ego will mishandle the power and lose the power. And that little power will become an oppression on your environment. Isn't that done? Yuvantah sukhantar aramastathantar yoti revayah sayogi brahma nirvanang brahma bhutodigacchati. Yuvantah sukhantar arama. Who can live within himself blissfully. Even there is not a single person, right, to listen to this glorious knowledge of joy and blissful existence in Gorkha. Nobody could listen to me, not even Mishnu. Nobody. Because all of them felt choked, as if I'm throttling them. Nobody could listen to me. It took me 2.5 years, right? I had to starve her with her children. Telling her all the time, the moment you'll understand me, there shall be no more starvation. And it happened. The moment she understood, immediately, temple of understanding came. So a person who can live happily with the light within himself, he has received Brahma Nirvana, that is, the burning of the existence of Brahma, you know, in a body. And he has become Brahma himself. He has left his body. It's only there as a form of inertia to be controlled by Brahma and by nothing else. No environment. I can face 3.6 billion people with all their weapons and all their gadgets for physical destruction, right? I can turn them into stone in a microsecond. That's God, right? And I can reveal that power if need be. It's better to withhold such revelations, right? It's freaky. Those who will survive shall freak permanently. Lavante brahmanirvana mrishah kshina kalmashah chinnad daidhanyat atmanah sarvabhuta hite ratah. he receives Brahma Nirvana. And what happens after that? There is no more, no single spot of darkness, you know, it's all white and bright without a body. And no doubt about his omnipotence through his form. And he becomes engaged in the service of all in existence without animosity or rancor. Total positive. Kamak krodha biyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam avito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam. Such a person, you know, with a volatile image, feeling only physical to the rest of the physicalities, not to himself, he becomes totally detached from anger and desire. And absolutely under his control, right? Receives the name of Brahma Nirvana and become known by his name around the world as the Messiah to bring light to a dark existence, bring life to a dead world of sensations due to karma radiation. Sparshan kitva bahir bahyang chakshushchayantare bhruvoh pranapanu samu kitva nasavi antaracharinau. This image receives all images in creation with a single regard as an external expression of its own imagination, and keeps all his emotion within his nostrils without ever exhaling breath of emotion or inhaling a breath of emotion, and looks everything within his brain, which doesn't exist in the material world unless it's produced by him in material expression without anybody's ability to lose sensation, to keep them planted on this little spot of mud and water, in this appalling immensity of space and time, of cosmic galaxies. Who maintains them? You say,
yatendriya mana buddhi munir moksha parayanah vigata chabhay krodha yah sada mukte vasah.
He's always in liberation, who has no fear or apprehension. He never freaks, no matter what happens, because he doesn't exist in that material. Their limitation is the end of their material expression and nothing beyond that, right? Every single fiber of every human muscle is controlled by this.
Bhuktaran yagatapasang sarvaloka maheshwaram suridang sarvabhutanang gatva mang shantimichyati.
O Arjuna, do I tell you of my powers, which is illimitable and absolute? You needn't become afraid of me, though I am the enjoyer of all efforts at knowledge by anybody in this world, present or past or of future. I enjoy all knowledge because it's the action of the faculty of creation and not a physical sensation. It's only there to see these remarkable activities of the creative faculty. And I am the Lord of all that exists or have come to exist. Surely it has come to exist if you look at the fourth dimension called time. Suridang sarva bhutanam. And I am the friend for
all that has come to exist or become.
Knowing that,
you can rest at peace without being freaked by my expression.
Right.
Iti Shri Mahabharate, here ends in Mahabharata, that is, in the greater existence, in the existence of knowledge, not only physical sensation and its bloody logic, to always move against decision. You decide something, but you always move against it. Why? I'll tell you. Mahabharata, in 100,000 synthesis by Vyasa, in the chapter called Bhishma Parva, the chapter of great promise, which begins with Dhritarashtra Vacha and ends Yatra Yuga Shri Krishna, you know, the 700 verses, not the entire chapter. Through the conversation between Arjuna and Krishna, who presents a human form, but the creator himself, you know, this chapter is called Karma Sannyasa. Sannyasa means relinquishing everything, but you don't relinquish your action. Right? Otherwise, there is no expression of knowledge in a human form. And fifth chapter. Now, I won't go to the sixth chapter. It must sink, you know. You remember it off and on, you know. You need to make an effort. It feels spontaneously, you know. When you are not involved in petty things, you know, this will come and take possession of your brain, you know, and begin to tell you. And it will become clearer and clearer. You know, you don't meditate on zero, right? You meditate on what you listen. It's easy to meditate on an object. Without an object, meditation is falling asleep. A world which is only founded on lies, how can they act harmoniously? When lie becomes optimum, then what happens is happening around the world. Nobody finds any solution, you know, of the multiplying problems they created for their existence, right? There are two powers, you know, in a world of ignorance. What are those two powers? Imagination and will. But you don't imagine. Imagination takes place, takes possession of you. If you want to imagine something, you won't be able to imagine anything but the object of your present desire or your necessity. All you can imagine is what you need. There's the limit of your imagination, right? And it always starts with ifs and buts, right? Because the world as it exists, you know, is not conducive to your imagination. You want lots of things to change. But one thing you don't want to change, that is yourself. You want to change everything around you, but you haven't got the ability to change yourself a little bit. So, there is always a conflict in the world of ignorance between will and imagination. What you imagine, your will always runs vertically opposite, you know, to that. What you will, you cannot imagine. What you imagine, you cannot will it. But so far, I am concerned, you know, as a physical presentation, like just like you, but not at all like you. Right? Yeah.
you chiefly feel body, right? And that's like a very distant relation, right? Planted on a speck of modern world with so many physicalities, right? Distant relationship is a plane of contact, is a gross physical weight. That's the knowledge, vital and mental world of Eastern. So, there is no conflict between will and imagination. What is my imagination is in progress. It never stops. If I cease to imagine, you'll immediately begin to drop. Drop from where you are rising. Progressively, you'll drop into the same darkness and confusion. But to imagine, for all of you, right, I have no trouble. It happens spontaneously, right? For any kind of cognition, there must be a primary agreed division of consciousness, which cognizes everything. And this division, one becomes an active objectivity and other becomes a witnessing subjectivity. But when the witnessing subjectivity gets lost, then everything becomes like alternate cards, right? Everybody is an active objectivity and nobody is a witnessing subjectivity because everybody palpitates according to active objectivities. So, if you have not a stable basis of cognition, if you begin to be worked up by active objectivity, you know, you have no freedom, you become a physical sensation of a condition reflex. Right. So, you get into the bondage of conditioned reflexes, right? So, you have no freedom to detach yourself from the reflexes of an ignorantly active environment. You get freaked by their insensitivity to understand